Good morning. This is Akashvini Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Today is Teacher's Day. Every year, the country celebrates 5th September, the birth anniversary of Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, as National Teacher's Day. Dr. Radhakrishnan, the first vice president and the second president of India, was a great philosopher and scholar. He was awarded Bharat Ratna, the highest civilian award in India, in 1954, and honorary membership of the British Royal Order of Merit in 1963. The day is not only a celebration of Dr. Radhakrishnan's birth anniversary, but it also honors teachers' dedication, hard work, and exceptional contributions to education. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu will confer National Teachers Award 2024 to 82 teachers in a ceremony at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The award carries a certificate of merit, a cash award of 50,000 rupees and a silver medal. Joining the country, Teachers' Day is celebrated in all the educational institutions across Nagaland. Schools and colleges celebrate the day with great enthusiasm, organizing a variety of extracurricular activities to express gratitude and appreciation for the teachers. A state-level Teachers' Day celebration is being held at NPCC Convention Hall in Kohima. During the celebration, 14 teachers will be receiving the State Level Teachers Award 2024, while Lepizon Apon, graduate teacher from Government Higher Secondary School, Dimapur, will receive the National Teachers Award from President Draupadi Murmu during an award ceremony being held at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi. Extending Teachers' Day greetings, Governor Lal Ganesan said, "Today marks the birth anniversary of Dr. Radhakrishnan, a beacon of knowledge and an architect of modern education in India." The Governor said his contributions will forever shape our educational landscape. He also thanked all the teachers for making a difference every day. Chief Minister Nipirio said, "Teachers are mentors, guides and role models," and urged teachers to remain committed and devoted to their noble profession. Rio also said, "The state government is committed to empowering and supporting them in building their capacities to equip future-ready generations." Meanwhile, Akashvani Delhi will broadcast National Teachers Award function live on its FM Gold, Indraprastha, and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels from 4:10 p.m. onwards today. This program will also be live streamed on Akashvani Air, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan has expressed anguish and deep sorrow over the tragic landslides that occurred along the Kohima-Dimapur National Highway on 3rd of September. The governor noted that the natural calamity has brought about severe devastation that has affected all and also led to tragic loss of lives and injuries. Ganesan therefore extended his heartfelt condolences to the families who have lost their loved ones in this tragic incident. He also expressed deep sympathy and support for all the families whose homes and livelihoods have been adversely impacted by this calamity. Governor Ganesan assured that the state government is taking all necessary measures to provide relief and assistance to all those affected. He also wished a speedy recovery to all the injured. In these challenging times, the governor called upon the people of Nagaland to come together in solidarity and offer every possible support to assist those in need. He also acknowledged the unwavering efforts of the district administration, police, government departments, local authorities and volunteers who have been working tirelessly in the affected areas. Chief Minister Nipirio also extended deepest condolences to the families of the deceased. Rio also urged citizens to heed to official advisories. Extending his deepest condolences to the bereaved families, Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang said his thoughts are with the families and communities affected by the devastating mudslide. He also appealed to the public to stay safe by adhering to the safety advisories as the state is facing severe mudslide problems due to incessant rain. Zeliang said that the government remains steadfast in keeping the people safe and prevent the future tragedies. He said that all concerned agencies are already in place and are working round the clock to restore the damaged highway. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikan said an alternate route has been identified for plying of heavy vehicles carrying essential commodities and fuel for Kohima district. This comes in the wake of the blockade of NH-29 due to landslides so as to ensure continued supply of essential commodities and fuel. The identified alternate routes are Jorhat Mariani, Tsitabela, Nagaland Gate, Tsirangkong, Longto Longnak, Changki, Chungtia Mukukchung, VK Woka Zemini, Kohima. While from Merapani Pandari, Bhakti Sanyas Doyang Bridge, Woka Zemini, Kohima, up to 10 tons only. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.